This is a Kim Monson, Colorado news briefing. Denver. A Republican bill to repeal Colorado's retail delivery fee faces a committee hearing Monday in the State House, the latest in a series of GOP attempts to eliminate the charge. House Bill 26-1266, sponsored by Representative Dan Woog of Frederick and Senator Byron Pelton of Northeast Colorado, would strike all six components of the retail delivery fee imposed on taxable goods shipped by motor vehicle. The bill is scheduled to be heard in the House Transportation, Housing, and Local Government Committee on March 10. What the fee is? The retail delivery fee was created by Senate Bill 21-260, a $5.4 billion transportation funding package signed into law in 2021. The fee took effect on July 1, 2022, and applies to every retail sale of taxable tangible goods delivered by motor vehicle in Colorado. Businesses with $500,000 or less in annual retail sales are exempt. The combined rate across all six fee components is currently 28 cents per delivery, according to the Sales Tax Institute. Revenue flows to the Highway Users Tax Fund and five government enterprise cash funds that support road and bridge construction, clean transit, electric vehicle infrastructure, fleet electrification, and air quality programs in non-attainment areas. The fee generated an estimated $200 million in the fiscal year ending June 2025, according to CBS Colorado. Previous repeal efforts. Republicans have tried to repeal the fee before. Representative Rose Puglisi sponsored House Bill 23-1166 in 2023, which was killed in committee. Woog took up the cause in 2025 with House Bill 25-1144, which was postponed indefinitely on a 9-4 party-line vote in the same Transportation Committee last February. A separate citizen ballot initiative to repeal the fee cleared signature gathering in June 2025, but was withdrawn by its proponents before the December petition deadline, according to Balut Bidiu. By voting to keep this delivery fee in place, Democrats are adding to the financial strain that Colorado families and small businesses are already struggling with, Woog said after the 2025 committee vote, according to Rocky Mountain Voice. This fee is just another example of the hidden costs that make it more difficult for hardworking Coloradans to succeed. The other side. Democrats, who hold majorities in both chambers and on the committee, have argued the fee funds critical transportation infrastructure. Representative Meg Frolick, the Transportation Committee chair, defended the fee during the 2025 debate. "We certainly do hear concerns about the cost of living and rising costs. While that is true, I will say we also hear, equally and loudly, about the state of our roads and transportation and the cost of hitting a pothole and losing a rim and missing days of work," Frolick told CBS Colorado. House Bill 26-1266 provides no replacement funding source for the programs currently supported by the fee. A fiscal note for the 2026 bill has not yet been published, but a 2023 legislative estimate projected annual revenue losses between $88 million and $96 million from repeal. And now, Kim's perspective. Representative Woog of Frederick and Senator Pelton of Northeast Colorado deserve credit for pressing this fight. Colorado families already face one of the highest costs of living in the Mountain West, and this 28-cent fee on every delivery is one more line item in a long list of charges the legislature imposed without voter approval. The fact that Democrats have killed every repeal attempt on party-line votes tells you everything about their priorities: revenue for government programs over relief for the people who pay the bills. For the full article with sources and links, visit kimmonson.com. This has been a Kim Monson, Colorado News Briefing.